Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very glad to have Jack Oldrich back on the show. Jack is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, as you know. He is the president of Nano Veritas Group, which is a consulting company that focuses on business and technology. He's a futurist. He's written so many things. He's the guy who introduced us to nanotechnology. And a lot of different ways of looking at the future, especially strategically, in taking into consideration some of the things that are going to be part of our future. Jack does a great job of that, and he's our good friend, Jack Oldrich. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. I've got your predictions here for 2011.
Yes.
And I told the audience, I said, okay. Some of these things we're going to talk about, they're going to say, yeah, okay, I wish I'd thought about that. I can see that. And I said, then some things you're going to say, what? What? So let's get to the list here. First, I want to talk about this thing with the homeschool or the online education thing. Talk to us about that.
Well, there are so many advances coming in online education. It's my conviction that there are bright, motivated individuals all around the world who are educating themselves, really from the best instructors at MIT, from Caltech, Notre Dame. They're educating themselves, and now they've essentially got the equivalent of an undergraduate degree, and I think that this year, one of these students is going to apply to a graduate school, and they're going to get in based on their scores and their knowledge. But then when they're asked for where did they receive their undergraduate degree, they're going to say, "Why, self-taught myself." And this is going to be a real threat.
So they're going to take an entry exam, which doesn't require you to, if you just sign up, you can go take it. That would qualify somebody, if they passed it, qualify them to go to one of these higher education schools, but they will not have a pigskin from any recognized college.
That's right, and that's the big issue.
Or is it sheepskin? I guess it's sheepskin. That's what.
That's right.
I got football in the brain here, Jack. Go ahead.
All right, but what they're selling universities and colleges is essentially a piece of paper. It is a credentialing that employers have used that credential as sort of a standard.
Like, it's a door opener. It's
right.
Regardless of how well you did in school, if you've got that sheepskin, it's a key to unlock a door.
That's right. But in the future, it's going to matter less where you got your degree, and you're going to have to demonstrate your knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And the smart employers are going to say, I don't care if you went to Harvard or Stanford. Show me what you know. And if you know something and you educated yourself for free online, all the more power to you.
Well, this person who passed this LSAT or other MCAD, as you call it, for medical thing, is when they pass the test and then are asked about their transcript and all that from the other school, are they going to be denied entry?
I think they are going to be denied entry in the short term, and that's what's going to trigger really a rash of lawsuits. I mean, I think it's going to become a discriminatory issue. I mean, if someone knows something, how can you deny them entry just based on, from my perspective, what's a false sort of barrier?
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you a quick story. One of my Brain Trust members homeschooled his wife homeschooled their children.
Uh-huh.
And his daughter just graduated high school from their home school.
Okay.
She applied. She took the college entry tests, and did so well on them that she had 13 universities coming to her, wanting her to go to the school there. 13, and I'm talking schools like the Ivy League schools.
She was
100% homeschooled.
I believe it. You know, I think one way to think of this is
now. Look, Jack, I'm not saying I'm proposing. I'm not being a proponent of homeschooling. I'm just telling you what happened.
Right. Well, I think that if she is getting that high level of education at home,
yeah,
we're doing homeschooling. Why can't we do home college?
That's right. I got to take a quick break, Jack. I got to go to a break. But here's one thing I want to point out. Here's a futurist thing for you. What's this going to do to the physical plants of these universities, the classrooms, and especially the dormitories that they're building even today in these colleges, universities around the country? That's a heads up, in my opinion, for the trustees of these schools. 22, right back with Jack Aldrich after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.